USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The 5.5-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Garth Brooks is being named the CMA Entertainer of the Year. It's the seventh time he's won the award.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our on the stage down that road, and those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
A new report says climate change is going to have lifelong health impacts on kids unless major changes are made right away. The report from the UN and dozens of academic agencies claim that a child born today could live in a world with an average temperature over 7 degrees warmer by their 71st birthday. Now, that research is warning that rising temperatures will cause shrinking harvests that threaten food security, driving up food prices, and that kids will be threatened by infectious disease and increasingly poor air quality. USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If more people work from home, would that help with high rent in big cities? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has one CEO that wants to find out.
A CEO in California is offering Bay Area residents $10,000 to work remotely in a bid to help workers deal with crippling housing costs in cities by allowing them to stay at home and work. Main Street CEO Doug Ludlow believes this strategy will be a great incentive to new employees.
It's designed to get your attention and bring attention to our mission of, you know, developing jobs and opportunities in places other than dense urban areas.
Ludlow hopes this incentive will allow people to stay in their hometown but still do the job they want, and he hopes it will benefit rural towns in the process.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says don't expect interest rates to change again anytime soon. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Jerome Powell testified before Congress on Wednesday morning and said interest rates are likely to stay on hold until there's a material deterioration in the U.S. economy.
We see the current stance of monetary policy as likely to remain appropriate as long as incoming information about the economy remains broadly consistent with our outlook of moderate growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective.
The Fed has cut interest rates already three times this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.